Dear brothers and sisters, we have a wonderful program. At this time, I will ask the children to come up to the stage and get settled. We are here to listen, to see them, our beautiful young brethren. They've been working for several days to prepare something for us. Afterwards, to avoid any surprises, we know that Brother David prayed for Brother Alex's discourse. While he is not here in person, we will try and handle through a Zoom service. After their service, we will have perhaps a short pause where we sing a hymn, just a short time, so that we can get things set up after the children's vespers. We thank you for your patience. All the parents, the grandparents are proud, they're beaming right now. I will take this opportunity to share some more greetings of love with you from the family Brichy, Paul, and Jadwiga Brichy, also from Noemi in the Parisian region, also Jeremy and Adela with their children, love from them, also from Julien Allen, who is now better known by the American brethren, since she has lived now for a few years in the U.S. All of these brethren give you their sincere love. I believe the children are ready.
There were 12 apostles, but only one comforter. They broke bread with everybody and spread the news of peace to the entire world. There were only 12 apostles, but only one comforter.
się kobieta, która schowała szpiegów pod lnem?
Rahab. What's the name of the woman who hid spies under the linen? Rahab. What came from the rock? Water. Who hit the rock? Moses. Who told him to do it? God. Well done. The next hymn is called On the Sand. If you build your house on the sand, know that even if it is a beautiful and strong double-walled house, you will build again. Your house should stand on solid rock and must have a solid foundation, for when the wind and rain strike your house, it will still stand. Sin. And be sure to stop being angry before the end of the day. Boys, how do you understand the verse, stop being angry before the end of the day? It means that when we quarrel later, we are supposed to make up before the end of the day, yes? Before the end of the day. Do you succeed? Not always, but we try. The next song is A Lullaby. The light of the day goes out in the evening. Is there peace under your roof? When the world is full of fear, oh, future days, do you sleep peacefully? Today you have been hurt by someone, and you have anger in your heart. Before darkness falls on the world, go and reconcile with your brother. Abandon bad words and sleep peacefully. Of thunder makes you fearful, give up all anxieties and worries. Turn your thoughts to heaven, and even though the storm comes, sleep peacefully.
Zbudził w tobie lęk, połącz wszystkie niepokoje i w do nieba serce swoje, ty spokojnie śpij.
Ești înconjurat de o plasă de răutăți, când ești tulburat de micimea omenească, privește spre perfecțiunea înșelată. Unde strălucește tronul lui Dumnezeu și dorm liniștit.
While surrounded by the net of wickedness, when you are worried about human littleness, look at the starry perfection where the throne of God shines and sleep peacefully.
Oh,
life where every day seems bad, think in the midst of bitterness that God will count your suffering and reward your tears. So, sleep well.
Why is it worth listening to God?
It's worth listening to God because He gives you strength and hope, and He will give you a lot of things if you listen to Him and do His will.
Why is it worth forgiving?
It's worth forgiving because if you forgive, you're no longer angry with the other person, and you're more like friends.
Why is it worth helping others?
It's worth helping others because then they have things to do, what they want to do, and they can also listen to God.
And what can we gain while we're helping others?
We can gain by helping others a lot of things, like strength from them, and they can also help us when we help them.
Is it worth being rich?
Well, sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Can you tell us why?
Yeah. When you are rich, you can help other people more because you have more money. But if you aren't, you can still help people, but in a different way.
That's true. What do you value the most?
Mostly my family because we're close, and the brethren.
Yeah, that's nice. What's the power of prayer?
The power of prayer, well, you get a lot of hope and strength from it, and yeah.
And maintain relationships.
Yeah.
Right. What does God give you?
God gives you a lot of things. He can give you love, hope, strength, all of the feelings that you need.
And can you tell me the opposite? What can't we get from God? What God cannot give us.
He cannot give us, like, nowadays things like shoes.
Yeah.
The next hymn is The Kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you to our little ones. We really appreciated the service, their singing. It made me think about the words of the first hymn about how there were 12 apostles. They went in all directions of the world. They preached the gospel. And we are the opposite. We come from all over and we meet here in one place.